Sam's Old Gold Hill. Mr. Ayers' comment reminds me of something George Carlin once said. Y'all are public servants. Give me a glass of water. We pay you guys when you cash the paycheck. The period of time for which you have earned that money is erased from the whiteboard, and you get to earn it again the next pay period. The folks who work for the county, some of them are paid very well, some of them aren't, but they all work hard. They deserve the money they get. They deserve accolades, but it's their job. And if the job is such that they have to sacrifice for their family and they don't like it, well, then they can get another job. The meeting here today is now, 5 hours, 6 hours long. I've done research on every county commissioner meeting. Most of the city council meetings that I would go to, went to the Go-Ed meeting last month. Every one of those meetings has public comment at the beginning and at the end. I think that, Mr. Sylvanian was the guy who got mad at Mr. Phillips for airing the county's dirty laundry in front of all the folks. Anyone who has to sit here and wait for 7 hours to talk about their house falling into C Street or the horses that are tearing up their property may not enjoy the sumptuous seating arrangements that we have here. And I think that, as I've stated before in my writings, that is a little teeny-weeny little thing that suggests that the people who pay the taxes, the people who pay the bills, come last. I think that change is a good thing. I'm really looking forward to it happening. And, Mr. Gilman, directly speaking to your comments, I was born in Carson City in 1962, same day as Goober Del Carlo was born. We both came home to the Comstock on the same day. My great-great-grandfather was born in my great-grandfather was born in the Pink Victorian House. My great-great-grandfather and granduncle both managed mines in the 1860s, the Consolidated and the Overman. My great-great-granduncle served in the United States Senate for 30 years, was bumped in longevity by Senator Reed. And although I spent a 30-year career in the Sacramento Valley, no place feels more like home to me than this. Now, that being said, that and a quarter gets me not even a cup of coffee. And I have as much relevance in my voice as the family who just moved here yesterday. So the fact that the criticism is coming from people who just got here is irrelevant. If the criticism is earned, it's deserved. And so I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
Thanks. Any more public comment? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.